The drought that's turned Texas and parts of the plains into a parched moonscape of cracked earth could persist into next year, according to the U.S. Climate Prediction Center, which said the La Nina weather pattern responsible for the lack of rain may be back soon. Yesterday, the state climatologist also declared this the most severe one-year drought on record in Texas. Statewide demand for power was expected to approach a maximum today, and for the first time this summer, utilities warned residential customers of the potential for rolling outages. In Dallas, county officials say the prolonged string of 100-plus degree temperatures days 35 is now responsible for 13 deaths, including an elderly woman who died in her home after neighbors say someone stole her air conditioning unit. Well, the heat can be especially dangerous if your car breaks down on one of those long ribbons of baking Texas highway. Marty Lachey is the systems incident manager at the North Texas Tollway Authority's command center. That's in Plano, Texas. Marty, you have sensors in the roads there to monitor temperatures. You checked them recently. What are you seeing?
We're already seeing temperatures pushing 105 degrees on the roadway surfaces.
Amazing. And I know you were talking about numbers from yesterday, bridge decks, and then under the ground.
Yes, we've got pavement sensors 18 inches below the roadway surface in certain locations, and they've been running about 105 degrees, even that far down below the roadway surface. Up onto the roadway surface, we've seen temperatures hovering around 138 degrees. Mm. And on our bridge decks and elevated structures, we've seen temperatures in excess of 142 degrees.
That's amazing. So that's the temperature if you were to put your hand on the cement, but you know, when you're standing there, obviously it's coming up through your feet.
It is, and that's why it's so dangerous when someone has vehicle problems and they break down out on a roadway. It's very dangerous for them to be out in this kind of heat because the roadway surface is so hot.
Well, we know you've got 1,500 cameras monitoring roadways. Just, you know, looking for people, what are you seeing?
We probably have about 250 or so weekly average motorist assists. We've had a 108% increase in that over the last 2 weeks. We helped 322 people a couple of weeks ago, and this past week, 527 people needed help.
And just people in the area can visualize it, but here in New England, you know, you don't really have to walk that far, you know, if you run out of gas on a highway, you run into somebody. But down there, I mean, if you're out on a 142-degree pavement, you may not have help for miles.
That's right. And, you know, you're on a high-speed roadway. You're with traffic that's going 70 miles an hour, and the heat extremes are significant. Car batteries are having problems. Tires aren't able to sustain this kind of heat, especially if they're getting towards the end of their life cycle. Radiators, obviously. So there are a lot of problems that you can have with your car. And if you were to run out of gas and can't run air conditioning inside the vehicle, it can become really dangerous and become a real threat to people's well-being quickly.
Yeah. What about the roads themselves? You mentioned 105-degree temperatures, 18 inches underground. You know, can't bridges and roads buckle under that heat?
They can. And when it does, you get what we call blow-ups, and you have some pretty devastating effects from that that can cause crashes and injuries and other things like that.
Well, interesting. We know you installed these temperature sensors in the roads to monitor freezing conditions. Did you ever think that you'd be using them for the heat?
No, this is unprecedented, certainly in our region, and we've not seen temperatures like this. I mean, just since we've been talking, we've gone up 3 degrees. One of our roadway sensors now shows we're at 106.2 degrees right now.
Well, Marty, you're sitting there in your control center, but just give us a thumbnail of what it's like for, you know, we can't imagine ranchers, farmers, animals, crops, terrible, but what's it like there?
It's just becoming dangerous. You know, we've got grass fire problems, and people, of course, are suffering in their homes with air conditioning problems, and people are breaking down on the roads, and people really have to take that extra caution, due diligence, build in extra breaks, do more work, rest cycles, and hydrate.
Yeah. Marty Lachey, Systems Incident Manager at the North Texas Tollway Authority's Command Center there in Plano, Texas, where, again, on the bridge decks, it's 142 degrees. Marty, thanks so much.
Thank you.